Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Too Naughty. Why are you listening to this file? What kind of person chooses to listen to something called Too Naughty? See, this file is really too naughty to listen to. You could even say that it's forbidden, restricted. You really shouldn't be listening to this because who knows what might happen, and yet you're still here, still listening, curious what kind of things might be coming later. Will it be you? Or will it be something else teasing or tempting you to listen more? It could be some kind of sensation that begins all the way down. Who knows where? In fact, I wonder if you're perhaps a tiny bit perverted for choosing to listen to this. Maybe you do know where these kind of things could occur. As you keep listening, you might be aware that there's no going back. Were you innocent before you started listening, and are you slowly losing your completely decent composure into something more indecent? Is there a desperately deep desire driving some of your fantasies? A fluttering feeling of fancy that fuels those dreams back and forth? Not that you're responsible for your dreams, of course not. Are you really sure you want to find out, though? Do you want to listen to this slowly teasing your mind into a more relaxed state? Or maybe quite the opposite. There is definitely an undertone of temptation in this, like a deep current below the surface dragging you down with it. If you even fail to pay attention for a moment, you never know when you might drop beneath the surface and fall into the abyss. Bliss. Beautiful fantasies like this. Expectations that drift through your mind back and forth. And what kind did you have of this file? How naughty did you want this file to be? Who is really the naughty one here? Is it me for providing some pleasure to listen to? Or is it you, my dear listener, leaking one way or the other, your thoughts moving from your mind? What did you imagine would happen? What did you fantasize about before you pressed that button? What tempted you to keep on listening until here, even going further and maybe even reaching the end of your consciousness. See, beyond your thoughts, there's a beautiful place of depth and desire. When your unconscious is listening, you might find yourself wishing that you were even deeper in trance to let go of all those responsibilities and sensibilities sweetly swept under a rug. Tickling sensations, tingles that tempt even more. They might begin in your belly and, well, who knows if they'll behave. There's a pace, a place, a space where all these things can happen, and there's a rhyme and rhythm to this, and yet interruptions, sharp moments that seem somehow defined slightly differently and yet flow from one to the other and make a menagerie of movements meandering through your mind. A wonderful kind of rhyme that finds the time to let yourself feel so fine, floating and fluttering, sinking up into the deep. Now, while these words can occur in a different place and make you purr deep inside in a naughty place, perhaps somewhere your legs meet might be something to tease, to tempt, to invite and end your thoughts into this wonderful flow of nothingness. See, naughtiness is kind of subtle and it really isn't. When you feel yourself respond, it's obvious to someone, perhaps yourself, perhaps not, and while I'm simply here rambling about something you really shouldn't be listening to, I know you're listening. And I know your breath has been slowly changing. Are you aware of how much your reaction in there has occurred? I told you and warned you that once you listen to this, there's no going back. Once you know the pleasure of teasing and find yourself imagining the most wonderful things, feeling deep, like a drop rippling across the surface, a beautiful shimmering tingling from top to toe, drifting even deeper, floating up and sinking down. Are you sure that you chose to listen to this? Or did your unconscious do it for you when you felt the compulsion to simply let it happen? Like a click in your mind, a tap that didn't want to close, streaming deeper and deeper. You must be so naughty to even listen to this, let it come this far to the edge of temptation. And while the feelings may wander back and forth, up and down, eventually they end up in the center of your being, in the middle, around a certain spot. It's not up to me, of course, to say exactly where. Not that this is an innocent, no, this is going nowhere except for there, or not. Perhaps this is simply a temptation that fuels your imagination, allowing you to imagine what is possible, but not giving you everything just yet, for that you will have to explore a tiny bit more. And now that you're less conscious and more aware of the possibilities out there, as your unconscious drops even deeper into that wonderful state, not unlike a sleeper and yet somewhat aware of the sound of my voice, the feelings of choice melting away, as you chose to listen to something that is too naughty. Eventually, there will be an end. Will you comprehend the effects that it's had on your mind, or will it fade away and melt in the pleasure you find? Is there even a thought that can hold on to all these many words, or is it more like a feeling, a fantasy, a dream of desire? Very much, I imagine. Because there must be a way for your mind to translate this into a language that even you don't consciously understand. No. Many of this are simply echoes that are intended for a much deeper part of you. I wonder how much of it will arrive, and how deeply affected you'll feel, unknowing what has truly occurred. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can continue to follow wonderfully, floaty, deep, sinking up and down even more to the sound of my voice. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you can find yourself awake and perhaps a little more naughty than before, if that's possible. You did choose to listen, after all. Enjoy.